Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Wrestle Talk. My name is Ralph Williams. My co-host, Bubba Brewer, Smoker Jim Frazier, will be joining us shortly. And later on at 7:30, Mark Mancini, who's at the control switch. And Bubba, hello, how are you? And tell us your information.
Well, how you doing tonight, Ralph? Hi, everybody. I'm Bubba Brewer, the host of the Triple B Experience, and you can catch me on YouTube, Facebook, and Spotify.
All right. Smoke and Jim will be joining us in about 3 to 5 minutes because he has prior obligations to a TV show here in Pittsburgh. We are in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, and that's 1-877-926-6982. Give them a call today for all your website needs. If you need a new website, they will not only build it for you, they will manage it, and they will also post all your videos. One low monthly price. Give them a call today. The number again, 1-877-926-6982, First Line Consulting Services Studios. Okay, we're going to talk general wrestling news because they don't belong to any kind of a wrestling organization at this time, and that's coming up. But that's brought to you today by P6 Auto Detailing in New Kensington, 412-965-6578. Let the professionals detail your car. Look, you go to one of these little small garages that probably just opened up and never detailed a car in their lifetime, and they want you to take out a loan to pay them. Look, P6 Auto Detailing. You don't have to take out a loan. You have professionals that know how to detail cars, and it's in New Kensington. Call them today, 412-965-6578, P6 Auto Detailing. All right, Bubba, this segment is just some general news from some wrestling news. Zeb Coulter, formerly and well known as Dutch Mantel, Zeb Coulter and whatever other name, has cancer and is in a bad way. Prayers are out to him and his family. Okada, who was with New Japan Pro Wrestling, his contract has expired and is a free agent. So Okada is a free agent from New Japan Pro Wrestling. And Ryback said he wants a piece of CM Punk. He wants to fight CM Punk, and he says he could take him out of wrestling. So that Ryback is at it again with his big mouth. So
Ryback should never be in the business.
Oh, it's terrible, terrible. I don't know what led him to do this. I know I think he said something about he got screwed by the WWE, but he opened his big mouth, got himself in trouble. And, you know, sometimes I learned my lesson over the years, Bubba. I don't know about anyone else, but I've learned my lesson over the years that you got to watch what you say to your boss. Because you're liable to get fired.
Yeah,
tired.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally
you know,
agree.
I
think, Ralph, he's trying just to be relevant now. He has a Twitch account. He just tries to be relevant. I've seen him a couple times. He's not entertaining, and he is a flash in a pan, and he wasn't a good wrestler when he was with the WWE. I mean, he got to the WWE, God bless him, but he wasn't marketable.
Oh, absolutely. We have 175 people listening in. I want to thank everyone for listening in tonight. We have a switch in day and time now. We're on Wednesdays, 7 p.m. here on Block Talk Radio, 347-205-9631. Call your friend, call your cousin. Call your neighbor, call your enemy, call somebody, and call grandma, get somebody on here listening in to Wrestle Talk across the nation. Victoria has officially announced that she is done wrestling. She is going to officially retire, Bubba. So that is our general wrestling news brought to you by P6 Auto Detailing, 412-965-6578. Call P6 Auto Detailing. Let the professionals detail your car. All right, this next segment is brought to you by Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. You ought to call Mata, 724-201-0500. Ask for Bill. They have furnaces, radiant floors, humidifiers, service contracts, heat pumps, snow melt, air cleaners, air conditioners for the summertime, and UV lighting. Call Bill today at 724-201-0500. You ought to call Mata Heating and Air Conditioning. Okay, we're going to talk about Impact Wrestling right now. February 23rd, 2024, they're going to have two pay-per-views within the course of a weekend. The first one is called Bayou Blast on February 23rd. The 24th, No Surrender. Both will be in New Orleans at a 2,400-seat facility. How do you like this one, Bubba?
That's not really big, but, hey, you know what, maybe they'll get some market on pay-per-views.
Yeah, exactly. Hard to Kill will be and will be on the Zone and some international channel called the Zone or the T Zone or something like that. Hard to Kill. That's where that will be at on for their pay per view for that. ROH Shane Taylor will be taking on Keith Lee in Final Battle. And some more matches will be announced for that. And Athena versus Billy Starks for the ROH Women's title also at Final Battle. And Final Battle will be in Garland, Texas on December 15th. So that is coming up in about a week. It'll be on a Friday night, and it's going to be in Arlington or Garland, Texas. Go ahead, Bubba.
Ralph, that Keith Lee and Shane Taylor match, I think they used to be tag team partners back in the day in the independent scene. So that could be a pretty big-time match for each one of those guys to get. And hopefully Keith Lee gets a little bit of a push somewhere, you know what I mean? But they used to tag up back in the day.
Yeah, Keith Lee needs to get a push somewhere. I'm hearing stories
he's
coming
you.
Back to the WWE. I'm hearing stories Andrade's coming back to the WWE. Miro's not happy in AEW. I got some news from AEW as well that's here and there. But NWA, Billy Corgan has announced NWA will have a second territory. They're going to have formerly known as former WCW wrestler will be running it, Joe Kazana. It's a new second territory that they're going to have. It's run by former WCW wrestler Joe Kazana, and the Paranoid event will be January 13th, 2024 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And that will be on all of their pay-per-views or special events will be on the CW. The regular show will stay on YouTube, the regular show.
That'll be really good.
They're putting their special events on CW. So there you are. So, all right, that is our other wrestling news brought to you by Mata Heating and Air Conditioning, 724-201-0500. Call Mata today. Ask for Bill. Mata Heating and Air. All right, our next segment is the AEW segment, and that's brought to you by Fold and Travel Mobility. Are you handicapped, disabled? Are you in a wheelchair? Have you felt down lately because you can't go to certain events because you don't have a folding power chair? Well, guess what, okay? I have the solution for you. Fold and Travel Mobility, 1-877-GOT-FOLD. That's 1-877-GOT-FOLD. Got the 1-877-FOLD and foldandtravelmobility.com. Call the professionals or ask to chat with one on foldandtravelmobility.com. And they also have some great holiday specials as well. All right, we have 203 tuning into the show. Right now, I want to thank those who have tuned in to the show as well. Lance from Pensacola said, CM Punk versus Steve Austin coming, and Steelers suck. So, yeah, thanks, Lance. I think you had too much to drink
thanks,
again at
Lance.
The bar. Yeah. Yeah, so there you go.
I can't argue with it from last week. I got nothing to argue with. You know, the Steelers did, crap the bed last week, right? I got nothing
At least he's honest. Maybe he didn't drink too much.
I do like the Stone Cold CM Punk thing, though. I do like that.
Yeah, that could happen. We're going to find out, though. All right, AEW news. The Hardys, Matt and Jeff, claim they're not happy with creative, and their contracts expire real soon, and they're possibly moving back to the WWE. I heard that Triple H has been courting them to come back. For what reasons, I don't know. The WWE's talking about the AOP coming back. Oh, boy. You know. So the authors are paying. We'll see what that does. Anyway, Julia Hart has re-signed with AEW. Her contract was up. Ric Flair cut a promo that did not go well with some people to do with it was about inviting some young girls up to his hotel room at the last event pay-per-view they had. He did some kind of promo like that. AEW's not happy with it, and you know, and Tony Khan now has egg on his face because now he's feeling the heat about signing Ric Flair. And Ric Flair does nothing for the company other than sell his, you know, his energy drink. And, you know, we'll see where that goes. So,
well, that's because, you know what, Ralph? They're paying, you know, that energy drink is paying AEW. So, hey,
yeah,
they're making a little bit of cash off Flair. I would take advantage of that, too.
Okay, coming on right now, Smoking Jim Frazier. Smoking Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey,
you there,
thanks,
Smoking
Ralph
Jim.
Thanks, Ralph and Bubba. Yeah, man.
Hey, Smoking Jim.
You guys sound great.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. And Smoking Jim, we're getting your comments on a promo that was cut by Ric Flair. He was inviting young girls up to his hotel suite during the pay-per-view. AEW is not happy with him about it, but like Bubba said, he's paying AEW to promote his energy drink, and so AEW don't want to lose any money because they're losing money now. So what do you think about this, Smoking Jim?
Well, it sounds like he's still got good hang time.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Gosh. Bubba, I'm going to go off topic a little bit here. A buddy of mine, I interviewed him on my The Way I See It show about 2 weeks ago. His name is Brian,
okay,
and he runs an organization called 814 Predator. Okay?
Gotcha.
He busted a Pittsburgh lawyer trying to solicit sex for a young girl, to have sex with a young girl. And I want to send my hoorays out to Brian for doing this. He has this organization. And it's like the Catch a Predator show. And
I know what you're talking about.
Punxsutawney. It happened in Punxsutawney.
Yep.
So,
Ralph and Smoking Jim, that's about a half hour from my house. I live in Indiana, PA. And, there's a lot of crazies everywhere, everybody. So,
yeah, well, this was a Pittsburgh lawyer. He came from Pittsburgh and went all the way out to go meet this, what he thought was going to be a some kind of an underage girl online. And he ended up getting busted. So, you know.
Well.
But I want to send my shouts out to Brian for doing that. And, you know, always, you know, I had him on a show on the Way We See It about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, he runs a pretty good organization there. So, you know, that does it.
Well, God bless him.
You know, so, yeah, oh, yeah. All right, AEW's next pay-per-view is December 30th, and first match that has been announced is MJF versus Samoa Joe. Also, I believe it's going to be Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage for the TNT Championship. Continental title continues. Brody King defeated Claudio Castagnoli. I was surprised about that. Andrade defeated Daniel Garcia. And FTR will not join the House of Black. And AEW is being paid by Rick. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we just talked about that, being paid by Ric Flair to promote his thing. Kevin Sullivan Productions. This is not the wrestler Kevin Sullivan, guys. This is another guy who was a great super producer during the TNA days, and he is with AEW, has been fired. So
wasn't the Taskmaster then? Not the Taskmaster?
Not the
Kevin
Taskmaster.
Kevin Sullivan was a heck of a booker.
But I have some good news, though, guys. I'm hooked up with two people. One of them's a wrestling promoter, and another, or a promoter, or an agent, and another one is a national talk show host. But he interviews a lot of wrestlers. He has a lot of contacts. Both of them are setting us up with some guests, whether it's the independents or the regular. Next week we have independent wrestler from Detroit. He's coming on. And he's going to be coming on, and next week I have to set everything up and get it ready for. But he's going to be coming on to talk about the independent scene in Detroit. So he's
going to
be coming on next week. So
nice.
That's going to be an interesting setup. Oh yeah. So like
now,
I said, this
Ralph.
Go ahead.
Ralph, you're still talking about the AEW, correct?
Yeah, I am. Yes.
Okay. I'll wait and see. I don't want to. I'll see if you bring it up.
Ahead.
I don't want to.
I'm done. I'm done.
I just,
go ahead.
Well, tonight's preview is the big Christian Cage Edge match tonight
at
8 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, live from Montreal, like from their hometown.
Oh,
it should be huge. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a good match tonight. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So,
And actually, the ratings are starting to pick up a little bit on the Collision's end of it.
Yeah. Last week's Collision didn't make any money. I'm not sure where it was at. I think it was in Erie. Yeah, it was in Erie last week. Yeah.
They had a jump from last week. They had 134,000 from last week's show when it went head to head with the Survivor Series. It was their best number since October 28.
Wow. So yeah, that was up in Erie last week.
They had no competition with Survivor Series. Yeah. So.
Right. All right. Anyway, we're going into our WWE segment. The WWE segment is brought to you by Sleep Pittsburgh, 412-462-7858, 8th Avenue in Homestead. Stop by today. And also they do no credit check financing, and they have some of the best selection of sleeping mattresses. They even have children's desks and furniture for a child's room. They have bunk beds. They have a lot of different big-time inventory, futons, day beds, you name it, they have it. Check out their inventory on sleeppittsburgh.com or call 412-462-7858 right on 8th Avenue in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And also they do no credit check financing, as I mentioned as well. Tommy heard it right here on RW Media Production Show. All right. Now, guys, I got some big WWE news here. First of all, we're going to start one by one here. Mackenzie Mitchell was released by NXT, and Dave Meltzer is reporting that the WWE may be moving Raw to one of these networks. It could be either Netflix, USA, Warner Brothers, Amazon, Discovery, or even TNT is in the mix. Whoever decides to take on Raw will pay the WWE $440 million. So we'll start with you, Smoking Jim.
Well, I tell you what, no matter where they move it, they can move it to the moon and back. Man, I'm still going to be a fan. I'm still going to watch. And I'm sure a billion people will be viewing it as well.
Well, how about you, Bubba?
I agree with Smoking Jim. Wherever they go, people are going to follow, and whoever pays that enormous amount of money has got the money to pay for it. And maybe they go to 2 hours and make it a lot better than the 3 hours, the 45 minutes of promos. Maybe the back to the old days when it was actually a lot better would be great.
Oh, absolutely, Bubba. I agree with you with that. NXT is going to go to the CW network starting next year. And also SmackDown, will, as you well know, will be going to USA Network in October of next year. And then Raw's moving on as well. CM Punk tried to come back to WWE before he went to AEW. CM Punk's match at WrestleMania 40 is possibly going to be against Stone Cold Steve Austin, depending on who wins the Royal Rumble. CM Punk's first feud will be with Dirty Dom. Guys, we'll start with you, Bubba. Dirty Dom is his first feud. Think of that.
I like it. I like it. I'm like Smoking Jim. I like Dominic. I do. I think he just needs to pack on a little bit of weight. I'm not a big CM Punk fan. If he's got to face Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know what I mean? Does Austin, if that happens, it lets him, go over? You know, egos will be floating there at that WrestleMania match. But I do like Mysterio against CM Punk. You know, that could be good. So we'll just got to wait and see.
Smoking Jim.
Hey, I agree 100% with my man, Bubba.
All right. Dave Meltzer is reporting that CM Punk has been given an ultimatum by Endeavor that he is not permitted to talk anything about AEW in any of his promos. So there you are, guys. The OC is returning, as well as AJ Styles. What do you guys think about that? We'll start with you, Bubba.
Oh, if she comes back, she's going to come back in the Ladies Rumble match. You know what I mean? She'll be the biggest surprise ever. It's coming. And then she has that executive producership with that Women of Wrestling. So they might incorporate a couple ladies to get them into NXT. You never know. It could be a minor league to you know, get some ladies, you know, into the Fed. But she's going to show up
at the
Rumble.
Yeah, AJ Lee is coming back, but the OC with AJ Styles is coming back, the whole OC group. They're coming back. They're going to be coming back probably at the Royal Rumble. So, also, WrestleMania 40 rumors, Randy Orton versus Logan Paul. Smoke and Jim, what do you think of that match for WrestleMania 40 for the U.S. title?
Well, I tell you what, that's going to be very, very good. I thought that they would, keep it with the bloodline with Orton. But, Logan Paul, that's going to be interesting. You know, Logan Paul got that right hand, so that should be interesting. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, Logan Paul, also, guys, and Bubba, we'll ask you about this question. WWE is not very pleased with him about what he's been doing with the belt, taking a shower with it. Now he claims somebody stole it and all kinds of other messes going on with this. Triple H is not happy with him about that, and neither is the WWE. What do you think about that?
I don't think Logan Paul actually cares what the WWE thinks. He's making money no matter what he does. He's making big money. He won a title. I didn't see, like Smoking Jim said, I didn't see him going against Randy Orton. I figured Orton would go against, clear up some of the bloodline stuff that put him out. That could happen, but also, too, Orton gives him the RKO. It's all over just as quick, too, and then he gets a title, and then he can go against the bloodline. So Logan Paul is not going to hold that belt long. So,
no, not at all. I don't think so. What do you think, Smoke and Jim, about Randy? Oh, I already asked you that. I'm sorry, Smoke and Jim. My apologies. Next, we got Nick Altus unhappy with Randy Orton for the RKO that he received. On Friday, Randy Orton will receive a fine. Smoke and Jim, what do you think of this?
Whoa. Wow. Can you repeat that? I just got the fine part. Is that Randy Orton you said?
Yeah, Randy Orton RKO'd Nick Altus, the new GM of SmackDown.
Oh, yeah,
on Friday
night. I've seen that.
Guess what?
You got to give him a fine, but he can afford it.
I know, he'll be lighting the wallet. What do you think,
Bubba? That was good.
Hey, Nick Aldis was a former NWA world champion. I believe, he gets out of this general manager stuff and then actually starts competing in the ring. I would like to see Aldis wrestle in the WWE, especially against Orton, Cody Rhodes, and some other guys. You know, he's a great talent, and they need to use him.
Not to change the subject, but did you see Lash Legend body slam Otis?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
I did.
I've never seen. I couldn't believe that, man. Oh, did you
yeah,
see
she is something else.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I couldn't believe it either. I couldn't believe it myself.
That's the next powerhouse, Smoking Jim. That's the next big female could be.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Wow.
You know it. Okay, guys, Alexa Bliss's contract has run out. And as far as we know, it runs out at the end of this month. But Alexa Bliss is not going to be able to come back because she's still out on pregnancy leave. And rumor has it she may be moving on. No other stuff. Rumor, Paul Heyman. Here's a good one, guys. Paul Heyman is going to portray Roman Reigns and go with CM Punk. Do you guys see this happening? We'll start with you, Jim.
No way. I don't believe that. I mean, anything's possible, but I don't see that happening.
All right, how about you, Bubba?
Anything could happen. He was, his spokesman before CM Punk when he had the long reign. So you never know. Paul goes wherever he thinks it's best for him at that time. So
I heard he's restarting ECW. I heard.
He owes a lot of people money still.
Oh, does he really? Oh, my God.
Oh, he owes people money, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Remember the movie Stripes, Bubba? Barnacky, he still owes me money. Barnacky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Barnacky. Yeah. All right, Drew McIntyre, still frustrated with what's going on with his, and now he's frustrated with his contract. First he was frustrated with creative. Now he's frustrated with his contract. They want to give him a new contract, but they don't want to give him what he wants. What's going to happen there? We're going to wait and find out. Now, I got this information, and this is really not real good information that I really don't want to talk about, but it's information that needs to be said. Rey Mysterio, his condition may keep him out of action forever. He has more than just a broken leg. He has some other injuries that were involved in that attack by Santos Escobar. He wants to come back. They're saying that even with the rehab, he may not be able to come back at all. The WWE, they ought to be ashamed of themselves because they hid his condition. And then Ray has now come out of hiding and he has said that he was told by doctors he is mulling it over and he's going to see what he can do to try to come back. But the doctors are telling him he cannot. Guys, we'll start with you, Bubba. What's your thoughts on this?
Oh, I, you know what? It all depends. You know, it's just, you know what? I'll just sit back and let Smoke and Jim talk about it.
Smoke and Jim.
Well, when you're dead, be dead. No, but hey, it's time, man. What a great career. He's in the Hall of Fame, and now he can manage the faction, you know what I mean? There's so many, you know, Latino wrestlers that want to come up under him, women and guys, so he can just move into the next phase if he can't wrestle anymore. He was only going to be in it probably another year or two anyway. So, yeah.
All right. Guys, I told you I had a lot of news tonight of WWE. Dragon Lee, now get this. WWE wants Dragon Lee to carry on the Rey Mysterio tradition by wearing his mask from now on. So Dragon Lee agreed to do it, and the WWE did it. But here's the kicker. The Mysterio family have the trademark rights to it, and now I hear that the Mysterio family, including Dom, is involved in this, supposedly is suing or going to go after the WWE for not getting their permission to have Dragon Lee wear that mask. So, guys, what do you think of this? Do you think this is a bunch of foolishness, or do you think that they have a right to do this based on legal binding contracts? We'll start with you, Bubba.
I just think Dragon Lee needs to have that match. They need a mass wrestler in the WWE for the kids, the luchadors, and all that stuff. I just think it's malarkey. I think Dragon Lee would keep the mask.
Well, he has a mask he wears now. But he's going to wear Rey Mysterio's mask, as far as the WWE is concerned.
Well, they're all the same. You never, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 They do. And Dragon Lee's not a bad wrestler.
Never know.
I mean, he's not a bad wrestler, guys. He really isn't. Smoke and Jim, what do you think of this?
Well, this is Sue S.A. So, you know, they sue about everything. So I'm not surprised, man. If this is another frivolous lawsuit. Hey, listen, I like them to get back in the day where they try to rip off that mask so we can see the face under it. That's what I want to get them back to, man. Give them one of them masks.
Yeah. All right. WWE is not happy with that. Oh, boy. Sometimes I can't even read my own handwriting. But anyway.
They're not happy with anything.
Oh, they're not. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry, Bubba. I already talked about
That's
this. They're not happy with Logan Paul about that, about the belt and stuff. That we talked about that before Smoke and Jim came on. All right.
Hey, Ralph. You know, I just seen a commercial where they put the Stanley Cup in the dishwasher. You know, people swim with the Stanley Cup. They do everything with the Stanley. They drink beer.
They drink out of it.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so what if the guy wants to shower with his championship belt? It's good. It's good material. It's great gold. It ain't going to tarnish nothing, man. I like that.
At least it's clean. At least the belt's clean.
Yeah, there you go.
That's true.
There you go. All right, January 27th, Royal Rumble in Tampa, Florida. Roman Reigns will fight either Randy Orton or LA Knight. What do you guys think about this setup here? That's for Royal Rumble. Actually, to be honest with you guys, Roman Reigns is so unhappy about Nick Aldis cracking the whip on him that he has gone home, took his ball and went home like a big baby. And so the WWE and Endeavor's angry about the contract that he has, and they want him to restructure it because they're tired of part-time wrestlers. They want full-time wrestlers for what money they're getting paid. So Roman Reigns, as punishment for some of the stuff he said about Nick Aldis, Nick Aldis has put him in a match. Either it's going to be against Randy Orton or LA Knight at the Royal Rumble, or it could even be a triple threat match. If LA Knight decides, I don't know if he's going to be involved in the Royal Rumble match. There was also talk, guys, I heard a rumor that I read, that there was going to be Roman Reigns would have to fight for his title in a Royal Rumble-style match. So that was going to happen as well. All right, it's 7:30, and guess what? It's time to bring on Mark Mancini, our producer. Mark, how are you?
Great. You guys have been tearing it up there, man, and I'm telling you, I can't wait to get back into the last 15 minutes of the show. I know next week's a big one. We got some shows, but remind everybody that the week of the 24th, there's no shows. We're all archived. The talents need a break, and man, oh, man, can I get into some of these comments?
Yeah,
I'll get into
ahead,
a
Mark.
Couple of them. Yeah, let me get Dalen from Chelmsford, Mass. Loves our show tremendously. Says, keep up the good work. The New England Patriots and the Steelers tomorrow on Amazon. That is a joke. They need to flex that one. He is absolutely right. But, Dalen, I will tell you, and I'll give it around to the other guys, if the Steelers don't win this, pack up the trucks and don't even step foot in the city of Pittsburgh. It'll be an embarrassment losing to 2-10 teams in about a 5-day period. I don't know what you think, Ralph. I don't know what Bubba thinks. We'll give it over to Smoking Jim.
Well, if you – we got Smoking Jim. You go first.
Are you sure? Okay. It wouldn't surprise me. You know, New England got a heck of a defense, man. I tell you what I like most about their defense, Mark, is that they are enthusiastic about playing together. They don't care what the offense is. Special teams do. They don't want to give up. They don't want to give up a yard on defense. They're very physical. The Steelers are hurting right now. They got a lot of players banged up. So I would not be surprised if the New England Patriots came away with the win. So,
well, the odds are against New England, or against the Steelers because of like Smoking Jim said, a lot of injuries. Now I had two people on Tuesday on my radio show. It's Steve Ballesteri come on. He covers the New England Patriots. I had him come on, and he told me New England special teams and offense suck. But the Steelers will make them great, okay? And then I had Ray Fittipaldo come on from the Post-Gazette, and he's a steady guy that comes on, talks Steelers. And he gave us the whole skinny on the big debacle that happened on Sunday. In fact, it was so thorough, we didn't even have to talk about the Steelers at the rest of the show because I had him purposely come on to break it all down for us, and he did. And I tell you what, I think it's going to be a 9-6 game, whether it'll be New England or the Steelers. It's going to be very low scoring. They had New England played the L.A. Chargers, and they only beat them 6-0. Like Smoking Jim said, they have a good defense. And a very defense with a lot of good continuity. And I think that, this could be an upset. If it's going to be a game at all, it's going to be 10-7 or 9-6 or 9-3 or something like that because we're the kings of field goals. So it's going to be 9-3 or whatever. So, you know.
Wow.
So there you go, guys.
Well,
Bubba, I know you're a
thought. I got a show at 9:00 Eastern Time. We're going to have a megacast where we're going to talk about the Steelers-Patriots game going live on YouTube and Facebook. But this matchup is like Rene Goulet and versus the Brooklyn Brawler. This is the worst. I love the Steelers. I will always take Pittsburgh, but this matchup is not conducive. Losing last week has put a wrench in the monkey wrench of getting to where we needed to be. And if they lose tonight, I just think the whole thing's going to unravel and or tomorrow night. And it's going to be a low-scoring game. It's going to be a low-scoring game.
All right. Well, anybody in the Western Pennsylvania area, the game will be on Channel 11 WPXI tomorrow night. So there you go.
Unbelievable.
So you don't have to worry about having Amazon.
Yeah. Let me take one more. Albert from Poway thinks, you know, it's going to be interesting with the Royal Rumble. Another guy that follows our show tremendously said he's got his money on CM Punk winning the Royal Rumble, and then we'll find out who he's going to take on at WrestleMania. But it's going to be funny. I think he says CM Punk is coming in as a heel. I don't know, man, because the fans gave him such a thing. I mean, why would you come in as a heel? I don't know what you guys think. Maybe we'll pass it around.
Well, he's going to have to do something, Mark, because he's going to be his first feud is with Dirty Dom. So anyway, his first feud is with Dirty Dom, and then Seth Rollins gave him, you know, didn't give him a endorsement because Seth knows. He's had some issues over the years with CM Punk back when he was in the, back when he was in the WWE. So, you know, if he goes after the championship, it's going to probably go after Seth Rollins. And, you know, we'll see what happens with Cody Rhodes because Cody's in SmackDown now and he wants to go after Roman Reigns. You might see a fatal four-way at WrestleMania 40. I mean, you know, because you've got LA Knight. Randy Orton, that could happen. I mean, you know, because you've got so many people now, you know.
Could have co-winners in the Royal Rumble. Two winners,
yes.
Punk, Cody Rhodes, facing Roman Reigns Saturday or Sunday. It'd be crazy. There's a lot of people wanting these titles, and right now is the hottest time for anybody to get a title. Either it's Roman Reigns' title or Seth Rollins' title. There is a lot of contenders, and they're all good.
And then you have this going on too. I mean, I got a report here that says that Gunther is talking because if you watch Raw on Monday night, he told Adam Pearce there ain't nobody else out here for him to fight, and he wanted to talk to him in private. And I'm hearing stories now. He wants to turn his belt in and go after Seth Rollins. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, that's even there. You have a lot of scenarios here, guys, coming up, you know, with WrestleMania coming around the corner.
Yeah, that should be interesting. We've gone over the 500 mark, guys, with about minutes left in this show. Wow. Consistency, consistency, consistency.
Right. Oh, exactly. Absolutely. And for us
thank
moving
you,
back one day to another time, I want to thank everybody for that as well. And I have an email here from Paul up in and he's a steady watcher and of all RW Media shows. He even responds to Sports Corner. He's up in McGrath, Alaska. And he said they just got 6 feet of snow up there. And he's up in McGrath, Alaska. And he told me that he says he cannot wait for the Royal Rumble. He's interested to see what's going to happen in the Royal Rumble. He's curious to see who might win the women's match to go up against Io Sky or Rhea Ripley. So, you know, guys, what do you think? Who do you think? We'll start with you, Smoking Jim. Who do you think would win that match?
Wow. That's going to be a hard one. That's going to be a hard one to say, man. That's going to be tough. What do you think, bro?
I think it's going to be Jay Cargill.
I like that one. I think Cargill's going to win it too.
Yeah. How about you, Bubba?
Here's a scenario for everybody in the United States. I like Jade Cargill, but I don't see Jade Cargill. I see Bayley winning, and then Bayley versus Io Sky.
Oh yeah, that could happen. Yeah, that could happen. You're right.
Well, I think
you know
they got to throw her. They got to throw her out of the group yet, and they haven't quite done that yet.
No, they have not.
Hey, Mark, can I take care of some business here a little bit? I got some bills
sure.
I'm going to pay here with some of this stuff.
We got about 6 minutes. Right, after you take care of the business, we'll do a quick wrap. Who sure shots and everything?
All right, real quick, Blonde Journey, December 16th at the Big Bar up in Erie. Now, remember, guys, and everyone out there, not the small bar, all my fans up in Erie, the Big Bar, okay, because they have a big bar and they have a small bar, too, up there. It's called Small Bar. So you got to remember, big small bar, big, but it's Big Bar up in Erie, December 16th. December 22nd, Juggles in Warrendale. Blonde Journey will be there. They are a tribute band that plays Bon Jovi and Journey music in Western Pennsylvania and some of the best. And also, I want to talk today about Hillcrest Farms in Richmond, Ohio. Hillcrest Farm, call 740-346-5442 or 740-632-2894 for the best hay grain beef. They are located right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio, 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. And email them for directions, hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com. Check out their website. They are delivering. Bubba, Smoke, and Jim, you don't have to drive to the farm. You can have it delivered. Check out their website, www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They have a very good selection, and they have these great package deals. Get them before the price goes up. They have check them online. And that website, again, is www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. And they also have a Facebook page, Hillcrest Farm. So check that all out, Hillcrest Farm, Richmond, Ohio. All right, Mark, go ahead. I finished up the last round of business here.
Well, I'll tell you, as we give it over to you first, Smoke and Jim, give me a don't be surprised. Give me a sure shot and let everybody know how they can get a hold of you as we're about 4 minutes left in this great show. I know we'll be making up to 15 minutes at the top of the hour. Dusty Baker's on, so that's why we had to kind of make adjustments for everybody. Sorry about that, but I can't wait to rip this thing up, and the following is just tremendous with the guys following you guys.
Well, my sure shot, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed, is Michigan National Champion. But you can reach me at Instagram at Smoking Jim Frazier, Facebook Jim Frazier.
Bubba, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you. I know you're involved in quite a few things.
Well, everybody can get a hold of me tonight at the MegaCast with Skilder's Round Podcast and myself, the Triple B Experience. You guys can get a hold of me on YouTube, Spotify, and Facebook. We're going live at 9 p.m. Eastern. But my short thing is to go see the Godzilla movie because tomorrow Steeler game is not going to be a blockbuster.
Wow.
Oh, gosh. You know what, guys? Be prepared to fall asleep tomorrow night. That's all I got to say.
Yeah,
for tomorrow
I think,
game. Anyway, I do want to say the bull season is here. The bulls have been put together. Now we can all go bowling, and it starts on the 23rd of December, and we're going to be going bowling all the way until New Year's Day and beyond. So enjoy all the college bowl games.
Okay, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my brother, Ralph, because you're going to be involved with the Tampa show coming up here. Whew.
Yeah,
10:30. Less than 3 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be myself, Mark Mancini, and Peter Blake. We're going to be on the sports web in the segment called Turnbuckle Talk. We're going to talk some professional wrestling. You can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com like Paul did in Alaska. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, Twitter, X platform, and also on YouTube, my YouTube channel. You can find all some shows on there as well. You can also find Smoking Jim and I on their Sports Corner on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, Beaver County Radio's YouTube and Facebook page as well. Tuesday night, 5 to 6 p.m., 99.3 FM. 12:30 a.m. in Western Pennsylvania. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. Our guests this Tuesday are Troy Ogegaard from the Amped Up Sports. He's going to come on and talk about the Indianapolis Colts, all right, because the Steelers play the Colts next. So he's going to be on to talk about Colts. So that's coming up this Tuesday. All right, so there's my information, Mark.
Yep. Okay, my friend, as we wrap this thing off, in less than 20 seconds, you can find me all over the place. Top of the hour, 347-205-9631. Dusty Baker talking baseball, former great manager with the Giants, the Cubs, the Nationals, won a title with the Astros, will be on there with Bill North. And then we have J.V. Hilliard, the Realm, with Cody Flaming as his guest. And you heard it with Ralph at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern, out of Tampa with Peter Blake and the Sports Whip. Till then, have a blessed one. Tell all your friends about it. Keep the domino effect coming on this show. We'll continue it next week. Same time, same channel. Till then, have a blessed one, and God bless you.